We're doing a music draft.
Okay.
And I'm fucking scared about this one. I'm
You're
scared because I'm
oh.
already paranoid, already feeling uncomfortable and like I'm not going to make it through this podcast because I don't, it's going to be an issue. I might bail out by the end of the podcast. So
Wow.
we'll see. So
Man
tonight,
just dropped.
the draft we're doing tonight, best songs to get high to. Best songs to get high to.
Yep.
It's the draft
Yes.
podcast
This is
tonight.
my life.
And like, I'm
Yes, sir.
already feeling non-functional socially.
Okay, we'll
And
just
so I think
proceed.
this is going to be, I know this is going to be
Yeah.
very interesting for
It'll be
me. And
fun.
I know, and I'm not as good at the weed stuff as y'all. Y'all are much better at it.
Yeah.
And so,
You're
but
already too in your
we
head. You
decided
better
to
move
lean
forward with the
into y'all.
game. You're already
Yeah,
in
but
your
we
head
got to
too
tell the
much.
folks that we have decided to try to go as far as we can with that. What'd you say, that weed stuff? So
Here's
tonight
what we're
we're gonna listen to these songs and try to go as far as we can with that weed
Oh
stuff.
no.
Okay. So we're doing the weed draft, but we'll get into the categories and all the rules in a second. Throw it over to Toby to do a little CTA, right? Don't you got
And
some
now a word
news?
from our sponsors. And I'm going to throw it over to Devin.
All right, I'll take it. Emery's got tickets on sale right now. We're headed to the West Coast, a little bit of Midwest, Texas. We're going to be, oh yeah, the first two shows are awesome. We're going to be playing with Haste the Day and the
Oh
Almost,
my God.
December 1st and December 2nd in Santa Ana and San Diego.
That's gonna be
Tickets are
hell.
already on sale for that, so be there.
Haste of the Days might
Then we
be the last two shows I ever even play. We don't know. Who
they don't
knows?
even like
Toby.
each other, I don't think.
Yeah. They'll be lucky they hold it together to that long,
I
from what
mean,
I understand.
yeah, exactly.
We had them on the podcast.
They
We
fell in the
had them
park
on
since then, though. You don't even
the
know
pod.
what.
Barely survived the podcast.
I heard Peach is a real problem
Yeah,
behind
after that
real.
podcast, there was a real drama.
Oh, he cussed us out when we said, "We got thank you guys for coming. We're gonna end it."
Okay. Well, then we're playing some more shows with just the Almost. We're playing In Shallow Seas We Sail. The Almost is playing Southern Weather. That's a good album. That'll be fun. And we got little surprises for that show. There's gonna be a little
Yeah, you're
something
gonna.
cool happening that's not
Yep, there's gonna be
normal.
something.
So that'll be
Yeah.
fun for everybody to see. We're gonna be playing Las Vegas, Santa Fe, New Mexico, which I don't think we've ever played, have we? Unless
That's
y'all did
cool.
without
Yeah,
me.
I've been there. I've been to
I've
Santa
been there,
Fe,
but did we
so I
play
must
there?
have
I think
played
Matt and I
there. did a Matt and
Maybe y'all
Toby
did
in
a
Santa
house
Fe.
show.
You pretty sure we did a Matt
Roswell. No
Thrill in
chance
there?
you've played Roswell.
No, I've
I
not
played
played
Roswell.
Roswell. I haven't
You have?
played
Yeah.
Roswell.
That's gonna be
With
awesome. That's
Hawthorne
Area
Heights, we
51.
played Roswell. Which is
Crazy.
terrible.
We're gonna be near the Area 51. That's awesome.
Yeah.
San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, Houston, Tulsa, Kansas City, and St. Louis. Tickets are at emerymusic.com. There's gonna be a pre-show. Play some acoustic songs. You can bring guests when you buy tickets. It's gonna be really cool because we're gonna be sharing the stage with Aaron for some acoustic stuff and probably do some fun stuff together, do some harmony and
Now, I will say,
whatnot.
unfortunately, I don't think we are playing St. Louis, are we? I thought we were
Oh,
I think
not.
there may not be a St.
I
Louis,
think you're
so we gotta
right.
edit
Yeah,
that
I think
back.
Katie,
Sorry, St. Louis. We will be
sorry
coming,
about
but
that.
maybe just not
Sorry.
on this run, but
Yeah,
don't you
we actually
worry.
got a St. Louis date, I
Admit
think
that
tentatively for next year.
you're
So
happy to not have to
yeah.
go to
We
St.
have
Louis.
I
No,
like
St. Louis,
St.
okay.
Louis has
Don't
grown on me.
you
St. I
mind
have
it?
to
You're
say St. Louis has
there's
grown
some
on me
bad
yourself.
spots,
You're lying to
there's some,
yourself. No, there's some bad spots. There's bad
but
spots in
it's
Seattle.
kind of some cool areas.
I didn't say there's no bad spots. I'm saying we have all openly said you don't like St. Louis, and now all
I
of a sudden you might
have,
have a show there,
really?
and
I'm just saying.
I've heard y'all talk so much shit about St. Louis.
You just
Not,
talk shit about cities and then you don't.
no. I don't
No,
talk
you
shit
just,
about.
yeah,
Way it goes.
you should hear me talk about, you name it, Grand
You
Forks.
have a bad
Yeah. Talk
situation
shit on it.
somewhere and
What are
then
we
you
talking
move
about?
on. Then you have a good one again and
Abilene,
you talk shit
Texas.
about it.
So
Pretty
talk
cool.
shit on it. I don't know. But
Dallas?
just only
I
if it
don't think
comes
you've ever talked
up.
shit about Dallas.
It's not a
Well,
personal
Dallas is
vendetta.
consistently good, of course, yes.
A city
There are
comes up, you make fun
consistently
of it.
good cities that it's hard to, be mad at. But anyway, we're not playing St. Louis. We apologize, but we will.
We will.
So tickets at emerymusic.com. Vinyl giveaway and mystery sales are still going on. We just added new
Been
merch to the
shipping
site.
like crazy.
We also
Been
had, oh yeah,
shipping
Toby's
it.
been
I've
on
been
fire with the
shipping.
shipping.
I've been shipping
Crazy.
it.
I tried to get him to hang out the other day and he said, no, I got to ship.
I got a
Guys, y'all
ship.
know how much I
Let
love
him
St.
know.
Louis deep down, right?
Yeah, oh man.
The arch? You know, you keep telling me you don't like the arch.
You gotta go to the arch.
Don't tell me you didn't go to the arch. I went down there with my family. We played Top Golf. It was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
And we went to the City Museum, which was awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that every good thing about the city. I'm just telling you the experiences I've had there have been good.
When I was doing True Man, I did a great True Man there. I'm telling you. And when the Rams left them, it made me feel like, nah.
No, that's messed up.
No, don't do that to St. Louis.
It's messed
up. Don't
up.
Do that. And what about
Cardinals? Cardinals?
Which is very wild. Garbage. Is what about on that? What about Sauget? Sausage.
Sauget.
That's Illinois.
Now that's. Now that's
I know bad. That's Illinois, but it's right beside it. And you know what's there.
Oh, yeah,
there.
That's cool.
And, Ops. Oh, yeah, and there might be a chance in our future that we might even play at Pappy's again.
We might, which is crazy.
I'm not going to say for sure. Maybe we never will. But
we might.
You remember how crazy Pappy was in Sausage, Illinois? Because it was a 24-hour bar. And so after we got done, we were all sitting around, and the whole place is cleared out, and we're drinking Bud Lights or whatever. Yeah. And then the third shifters come in, and they all, it's like nurses and just, yeah, you know, everybody just hanging out. I was like, whoa, this place is wild. Anyway. All right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anything else, Devin? What else?
Yeah. You know, we're still selling stuff, so you can go get some really good just packages, tour merch items, vinyl free, all kind of crap.
MarriageSupply.com.
Yeah. Marriage Supply. Custom songs are on sale. We're selling stuff all the time. They got stuff for sale. Go to our website and you can purchase almost anything that you can think of. I mean, almost anything you can think of, we have it for sale. Go to emerymusic.com. If you join Emeryland, that means a lot to us. It helps us out a lot. We have extra special perks. Shallow Seas, we sell live vinyl, has been on sale there for a while. We got the digital event coming up.
Yeah.
You get tons of demos, early music, stuff that we don't put out till a lot
discounts
later.
Discounts on all everything.
Video specials, which, again, like I said, we got another one coming out.
Yeah.
20% off every single thing.
Yes.
And I think that's about it for the commercials.
Yep, because you'll get your name read on the podcast, and we'll do that at the end of the podcast. Right. So now we'd like to return you to our host, Aaron.
And Lansford. We're back.
So, all right, I mentioned this. This one's harder for me because I don't have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
When I mean I don't have a lot of experience, like a couple weeks.
Yeah. A couple of weeks of weed experience. Weeks.
Yeah, yeah, really.
You mean like consistently.
Trying to function.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, whenever I thought this idea, it sounded really good, and then I was starting to prep for it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know what I like to get high to because
you
don't really do it.
Yeah, don't really do it. So I'm kind of going off what I think would be good to get high to.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious, do y'all get high and listen to music? Is that like a thing you
I
like
do,
to do,
but it's not something that I think about every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm always like, oh, yeah, I need to chill and listen to music. But when I do, it's extra special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So. I listen to it, but I don't specifically choose songs that are about weed or that. So, you know what I mean? Like, or maybe unknown songs.
Like, that feels like you're in a movie, a stoner.
Right.
That's kind of the thing about it that's a little bit stunning about the category when I go to look at it is because with cannabis, any music you're listening to seems to have more to notice about it. So it don't matter if you listen to classical, you know, like as far as the internal experience of then listening to something either complicated or now I see it simple in a new way or whatever, that kind of stuff would apply to almost any vibration music, you know, anything happening like the live experience or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's pretty different than, you know, stoner songs and weed, like culture also, which seems to be closer here.
Yeah,
but you are never participated in that either.
Yeah, so Matt just sounded awesome. Just
I'm saying if you're new to it, you probably have a lot of positive experience with music to look forward to. If you're just now getting used to how to use weed, you probably have a lot of positive experience.
Yeah, you might be right about that.
Yeah, you're right. You do.
Yeah. So
you're going to start noticing more things, which is great.
Well, yeah, I turned on Anchorman the other night. That was funny. Yeah. Man. That movie is funny, man.
Yes, it is.
What? So let's say what is everybody using this evening?
I don't even know. I don't even know.
We all live in states where it's legal. You don't know?
I don't really know. I don't know what body. I don't really know what it was. I mean, I know it was weed, but I don't know what it was specifically. No. I don't vape. I don't smoke. Yeah, okay. I do a gummy.
Yeah, I had
it. It was a piece of a big one.
I used it,
but I don't know if it's indica or sativa or whatever. But
okay.
Anyway, I had that, and then I had a little bit of one that was like kind of like a hybrid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of chill. You know.
Okay.
So I'm somewhere.
What
in that
about
vibe.
You? Just the edible.
Yeah, I got edible a gummy. It was a hybrid. I think.
Okay.
It tastes like strawberries.
Seems like it really got a hold of you.
Yeah, it seems like it got a hold of you.
How many did you take? How many milligrams?
Well, I did the five at about a half hour before, and then once we started, I just finished the rest.
Okay.
Okay. The other ten, five will get you pretty good. It'll be nice.
Yeah, I'll go on a ride for this. So that's what I'm saying. I'm going to look very dumb.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's just make it a real experience here. I will use the same technology that I have used to do band roast, and I will play the music selected tonight, and you will get to absorb it in this state. So let's just move forward.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
So you'll be.
I'll just play it. You can ignore it. It'll be on in the background, but it'll be. I'll just roll some music and see if it's that helps people put some flesh on some people's picks. I'll attempt that. We'll just see how it goes. So take it nice and slow.
That might be the best idea you've ever had.
Let's move on a little faster and get on into it. I can tell you might be a little bit stuck.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, and I'm processing all this, you know?
Right.
Okay. You really are.
Here's the Here's the categories. All right. Okay. The categories are, and I apologize. I did this as a person who doesn't really know.
No more apologies will be accepted from this point on.
Doctor disclaimer.
See, I'm about to be all paranoid about my apologies now. So,
you should be.
Right. For sure.
We know that.
That was the last episode of Simpson Stories.
We're going to help you.
The categories are hip hop and rap. I put classic rock. I think that's what. Yeah. And then like electronic
pop. Such a funny term. You can't be cool and say classic rock, man.
But
classic
Nirvana rock. Could be classic rock. All right. Electronic pop or ambient. So there's some interpretation there. And then a song about getting high or about weed.
Yeah.
And then a song that just makes you laugh if you hear it when you're high. Like, just man, that's funny. It can be about
I misread that one.
What do you think?
I thought you were saying what would be the funniest song to get high to. Like,
it could be that too. Like,
okay, good. Because I was thinking it'd be so funny if you were trying to get high and it was this song was playing.
Okay, all right, let's do it. Let's do it.
And all right, normal rules apply. If you pick an artist, they're off the board for all other categories, that type of thing.
So, love it.
Okay. All right, let's roll the wheel. We're gonna spin the wheel. Here we go. It's spinning. First
Ooh,
pick
we'll win.
Is Toby.
I Whoa. Won this week.
Different.
Very nice.
I don't know Very if I'm under pressure. I'm already under pressure now. Now I have the anxiety. It's been tossed to me, and I don't know if I'm gonna try and lob it back at Lunsford.
Second spin is me.
Yeah, congratulations, buddy.
Oh, bro.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's pretty cool. All right.
I use the spinner. I use this spinner, no joke, to settle who gets the fucking whatever middle seat or whatever in the back of my car. Who gets to sit by who? So you do the spinner.
All right, Matt, third, and Devin, fourth.
Okay.
So it's a snake draft. So, we've all done this before.
Yeah.
We have.
You're up first.
Yep. And so we can start with any category. And once you say that song, that band is out, correct?
Yeah. The band and the artist is out.
Yeah.
And Matt will be ready to play some vibes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Toby.
Okay, I'm gonna start with classic rock, and it's hard because the song I would listen to is not the one that I think will be the the right one. So I'm going to go with this one.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Classic Rock, The Joker by Steve Miller.
Yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I don't know if I know it. I can't wait to hear
you know
it.
I'm a joker.
I'm a smoker.
Okay.
I'm a midnight toker.
I got it. See if this works for you.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Space Cowboy.
Oh, man. Classic Rock. You just want to.
Yeah, I'm getting where Toby's going with that. I mean, you can't argue with that. Yeah, classic rock. I mean, I had it written down. I'm not going to lie.
Maurice.
I was hoping it would possibly come to me that I could pick this, but, you know.
Yeah, it'd been a good pick.
Definitely classic rock.
Wow. I'm interested to hear what y'all's will be.
Was Steve Miller in a different band, too?
Well, I don't think so.
I think he might have been, actually, now that you said that, but I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know if it's famous one or what, but you know that Steve Miller plays a – there's some trivia to it that's really weird about how he was a new Les Paul, like Les Paul, the guitar guy, he has some relation to, but he plays a Fender. But he knew, like, I think, like, Les Paul taught him to play or something. I don't know. They have some connection.
I like Steve Miller.
Nice. Very good pick.
It's a good choice.
Well, I appreciate it.
Lunsford's second. All right.
Yeah, I'm second. Okay. So I want to get this one off the board because I'm actually pretty passionate about it because I've probably laughed harder while I've been high on the bus one time than anything in my entire life. And it's Disturbed, Sound of Silence.
So we got to do that now then. Okay.
Absolutely. That's a good one. Yeah. Gets me. I don't know if y'all remember.
You're just using this
all-
as the excuse for just to get to have the experience right now.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. And so, like, it's so good.
Yeah, okay, well,
I remember being on the bus and I was like a maniac.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Weed makes this song more intensely hilarious.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Hello, Aaron's gonna lose it.
I can't deal with
we
it.
We might have to listen to this whole song.
Yeah, we're gonna have to. It's four minutes long.
It's not too long.
But listen how soft he starts here. Go to his headspace. Listen how dry it is, like how up close and dry. It's just so intimate right now. It's intimate and small.
All I can see right now is Jack Black trying to sing like Disturbed. That's what it sounds like to me.
I can only think of him singing with that pretty voice going, they can't believe this Disturbed guy can sing this pretty and this controlled. Yeah. Like, I'm the Disturbed guy.
The band name him is Disturbed.
Gosh, it's so good.
It's pure. It's pure.
And it's, I mean, it's like a Disney movie thing.
Yeah,
he's trying to,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Or
like
something
he's
like
Jafar.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely, some villain opposite.
Jafar.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's Jafar's anthem.
Nice.
He turned it into Jafar's anthem.
Here we go.
Oh, he's about done. Get serious.
I mean, so many people are maybe even listening right now are mad at us because they think this song is awesome. This is a great cover. This is a great cover.
Hey, bro, that sounds pretty good.
It is a great cover.
But not for the reasons. Not for the reasons of it being a great cover.
That's why we don't like it. It's too good.
Too good. We're jealous.
It's the funniest song you could
high register
this to.
Can you imagine?
It says Disturb in it.
It does.
The tone of his voice changes.
This is just like the most slow crescendo of a song ever. It's just, that is what it is. Start as solid, quiet as you can. It's just going more and more.
All right, here we go. Oh, we got the grab.
Got the ground.
Oh,
that guitar.
That's the part that is for.
They're like, ah, okay, that was a good song. This is really good. I do- oh, shit.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing.
Sure, it is amazing.
The all
the
whisper. Whisper.
This is the end here.
Of silence.
Is that my brother?
Oh man, walk off grand.
The only thing he could have possibly done after that performance was drop to one knee.
Oh, he had to be done.
Yeah. He's exhausted.
He gave it all.
He did that for you. He
gave it all.
Yeah, he is the Tom Cruise of music. He became that song. Mm-hmm. I mean, he embodied everything.
So weird because of what Paul Simon is people like, just it. Being a person.
Right.
He's just being a person singing. It's like a song he wrote. It's like as right. a human. Damn. And then this guy does this whatever guy. That.
I don't think that's the first time we've listened to that whole song on this podcast.
We you might know, have before, but
I think we might have done it.
Now it's going to be a monthly thing.
People are thanking us for it.
Yeah. All right, Matt, you're up.
Oh, ooh. I'm not even ready at all. Okay. I was transported into some other person's world.
I was too.
While you're thinking Man. About it.
Okay. I can
me
do
and
it. Though.
Matt. Oh, you good?
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm
going to say, me and
it.
Matt went out last week or a couple weeks ago with our wives, and we did not drinking because of the fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we did gummies, and when I was in his Tesla, we time traveled.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
What the hell are you talking about?
We time traveled, or we hit.
You mean
a
into
wrinkle.
A new?
No, we were driving.
He's just talking about we went out, but he wasn't drinking. He did weed. So then it's just weed. He's having these other experiences.
Oh, he was yeah. having that.
I had a weed experience where we were in his Tesla and we time traveled.
I bet it's a cool
okay.
experience.
Believe it.
I'm going to go.
Turn, Matt?
Yeah, it's
on,
my turn.
Slow.
I'm ready to go. I think that the category of songs, let me find it on my Spotify too.
The category of songs.
Songs about weed. I'm just gonna do that.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Hang on. I'm typing it in so I can pull it up. Okay. Here it is. I'm gonna reveal it by playing it.
Know what it is?
No, you don't. Punk rock changed our lives. Oops. Sorry.
Oh,
that didn't
no.
work right.
She was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male, and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
Sublime.
Oh, is this,
smoke two joints. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
I think Sublime is a very heavy stoner culture band. You hear the bong hits
yeah.
right there.
Yeah. Totally.
Do you know what I mean? So you get all the way from
yeah,
reggae all the
that.
Way through to punk to whatever. And I know that, you know, yeah. they've got My Mom Smokes Pot in What I Got, but that wasn't the song. This song is yeah. if in stoner culture even more, Smoke Two Joints. I smoke two joints
before I smoke two
joints. Right. And then I smoke. So best song about weed.
I like it.
Pretty good.
I like where this has taken us as a curated experience from Disturbed to this.
No.
Like,
now, think of where you are. You're in a college dorm right now.
Yeah.
You're in a college dorm in California in 2001 or
and we're
something.
Like, should we start a band? That'd be
yeah.
chill if we started a band.
It's stoner
yeah,
culture, you know.
Yeah, it definitely
everybody
is.
Can listen to this. I mean, this is so great.
College.
This is cooler than like Sugar Ray, but it's in
yeah.
that line.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, this is like, everybody likes this. It's not too heavy for anybody. this rock. Cool pick, man.
Yeah, that's good.
How'd this guy die? Weed overdose?
Heroin.
Probably.
Maybe.
Drugs seem to have gotten him.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, pretty substantial guy. But, and he was, I mean, he died before even What I Got was coming out, before I ever heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
all right, Dev.
Good
all right,
pick,
man. I got bring the heat, Devin.
Devin,
I got two picks. Two. I got one song that could go a couple of ways, but I think I'm going to go best song about weed first.
Cool.
And I think that's because I got high. Okay. That's the best song about weed. I mean, it's just
a great song, really good about one. Weed.
But that could have been in another category.
I mean,
too,
that's a blue chip pick. That's like a
You know? It's just a great song.
Yeah. Who sings it?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Afro Man.
That's right. It's just so direct.
This is the same sentiment as a smoke two joints and smoke two more. It's in this package. Yeah. Songs about
weed. About this, both these last two songs are fun. It's like a.
Yeah,
you're going to be really high or something. This music makes you feel safe and kind of good and. Hey, I made the right decision doing this to my brain.
Right. This is on the lighter side.
Yeah.
But it was funny that you got high.
How cool would it be if you got to play bass on this?
You didn't clean your room. Big deal.
Right. Big deal, Mom. I didn't clean my room. Sorry.
All right, and Devin, that one was for best song about weed.
Okay.
All right, let's move to the next song.
All right, let me see.
You got another category here.
I think I'm going to go. I think I'm going to have to go classic rock.
Okay.
And even though this came out a little later, they still are a classic rock band, but not later, but sort of. Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Nice.
Yeah, this is the best.
Yeah.
You know. It's hard to beat Tom Petty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's good. That was one of those where I was trying to think about songs about weed, and I don't really know any. And I was like, well, I know that one. I'm pretty sure it's about it.
And it's just a good song.
It is good. Yeah. Tom Petty's good.
He's great. He's I can talk about if I had Tom Petty, right?
Because he's off the board.
You Don't Know How It Feels.
Yeah. I mean, that one works too.
Let's roll another joint.
Yeah. That's a great one too. I kind of viewed those, both of those as parallel.
Yeah. But this is cool because.
Well, this is a darker tale, though. That's why I'm surprised you picked it. You Don't Know How It Feels. This puts us all in the party state, but this seems like a cautionary tale. It's a little darker, but it's about
That's true.
I don't really know exactly what the tale of the song is either.
You Don't Know How It Feels is a great one too.
It's pretty cool because this song could have really been dumb. You know what I mean? Like the premise here. And everything about it, but it is so badass of a song. Yeah. Everybody liked it.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out way later in his career. And how cool
was
this?
It was like early 90s, wasn't it? Or something like
that. He had a resurgence with Free Fallin' and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a single on the Greatest Hits album.
Oh, right.
It was a late single. Like it was a single attached to a Greatest Hits album. And that's when he really picked it, because it hit right in after alternative. And it's like put him back in alternative for a new generation like me.
Yeah.
Basically.
This song was on the radio all the time.
All the time.
Like,
I mean,
I can't imagine the royalties from this song.
Yeah. 100%. Anyway, all right. Let's go back. Matt, you are up again, my friend.
Matt's up.
Okay, then I gotta look back at the list. See, I'm operating the freaking machine, so I'm gonna be slow. Okay, so we got to get over into hip hop. So I'm just gonna jump all the way there and take that. And I think it gets narrowed down pretty quick. But if you got to go for getting votes, you got to go for what just sets the whole thing. And even still, there's a couple of contenders, but the one. that I think is the quintessential is this one.
Okay.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Yeah. It's, you know.
Yeah, of course it is.
I mean, you gotta go Snoop.
Oh man,
I went just
Snoop and Dre. There's other contenders, but it's got weed on the cover of this single. Like, you know, visually, it's there.
Oh yeah, for sure. Top dog, buy them all, nigga, burn
this shit up. DPJC, my nigga, turn that shit up. So that's hip hop. That's how I'm using that one.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, I love it.
I had a way of kind of maneuvering a couple songs in my genres, but that definitely took one of them for sure.
I mean, you took neutralized that. Yeah, I took two artists out there and just
That's rough.
So I had to just go and do that.
Good strategy, you know. It's good strategy.
And there's other ones and ways to use either of them or both of them together that, you know, might even be better. Right. But that's a matter of taste.
All right, Lunsford, is it you now?
Lunsford, you are up, my friend.
I'm fucked on rap, I'll tell you that. That was the only thing I had. So I got to think of something else. <between. laughs> Like, I was either that or nothing but a G thing. Right. You know, it's like.
Yeah, that would have worked.
You can still use. Yeah. Oh, you can't use G thing.
No, you can't. It's taken off. Snoop and Dre eliminated.
Yeah, but you could use Dr. Dre.
No,
Dre's in, next episode is Dre's song.
It's Dre and Snoop's collab.
Nothing but a G thing. But it's G thing.
I know, but Dre and Snoop are off the board.
Was on Dre's album.
Dre and Snoop are both off the board.
Dre is off too.
Yeah,
that song.
That's the move.
On Dre's album.
Song Chronic.
I know, but they're two different artists.
No, yeah, I know, and they've both been used in this draft.
Dr. Dre's.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The song Matt just played is on a Dr. Dre album, not a Snoop Dogg.
Okay, sorry. So you could technically say that's a Dr. Dre song that just had a guest vocal?
But I think Snoop
in the spirit of the game. All right.
Well, you'd have to. You could make some argument that Snoop is a guest there, but, you know. Like, as in,
I'm
on the board, but I don't think so.
All right, what you got?
So here's what's cool. Mentally right now, I hit like a different spot where I feel more present. So,
well, that's good.
Right on.
That's good.
That's a good one. Good feeling.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to go, and I'm not even particularly like passionate about this song, but I do. The first time I heard it, I was like, that's a cool vibe. And now I'd like to go back and now revisit it.
Yeah.
With weed that Matt is about to do. So I'll go classic rock, Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick. I wanted to take that one too. Y'all think that could have fit in ambient?
You could have fit it there, yeah, but this is a great pick.
It has to be classic rock.
Listen to this.
It's a great pick.
Listen to just
the chorus. Yeah. Okay.
It reaches out to you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's what the wall is known for.
Poster in here, man.
This is huge. This is perfect use of the category.
Yeah. The first time I ever heard this song was in The Departed when Leo is fucking that girl.
Really? You're not familiar with Pink Floyd?
That's crazy.
I did not grow up listening to any classic rock at all.
It used to be played on our like rock radio station like all the time.
I might have heard it, but not consciously.
Right, right.
That I remember.
That's great. Yeah, it's a great song.
I was thinking Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
I don't know that one. You know,
the chorus
you don't
know that one so either? Good.
Though. Tons of Pink Floyd would work.
Oh, yeah, lots
of Pink.
This band is so badass.
You like them a lot?
Yes. Yes, like I even like watching The Wall. Nice. I mean, I like them.
They're such a cool band.
I should give them a spin. I guess I was just associated with the type of guy at high school that pothead.
Okay, but you're a pothead now, obviously.
Saying, but wears like a hip necklace. Like, oh, fucking Pink Floyd, bro. But they're actually really good.
Yeah,
people are going to be like, oh, no shit, Pink Floyd's actually good.
Exactly.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. Thanks for letting me know.
All right.
All right.
Toby, you're up.
It is up to me now. And, okay. I'm going to take it up a notch. I'm going to go with my hip hop choice.
Ooh.
And, shit. It's really, I have a really tough choice. I have three good ones that I want to say, but I can't.
Be strategic then.
And I guess since we are talking about high, I got to go 3-6 Mafia, Stay High.
Nice. Nice. I love that one.
I used to play this on the bus all the time. Now, I don't know if this is as popular as the other one.
Stay Fly, Stay High. Is it, what's it called? Stay Fly, Stay High.
It should be called Stay High.
Yeah.
Maybe Stay Fly because that's the clean version. I think it's got to Stay Fly.
I'm going to just go 3-6 Mafia, sorry. But yeah, I love the track.
Yeah, you like
that. Oh, if we can't find it, I can pick something else.
No, no, I got it. Hang on. I just got it. It's just a little slow to click around. Stay Fly. Yeah, Stay Fly.
Maybe
it's Stay Fly is the name of it. Or that's what it says on Spotify.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I thought it was Stay High. So maybe yeah.
See, that's very high of you.
Hold on, trying to make it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
So good. Yes, they fly, but still.
Yeah.
Still a weed song. Bring it. Drop it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, that is a good one. All right.
Now it's you again?
Yeah,
it is me again.
You go again.
Best song about weed. I'm going to go the band Musical Youth, Pass the Dutchie.
Okay.
I don't know it.
Y'all don't know this song? You have to know this song. You've heard it.
I just don't know.
It's been in a billion movies.
I don't recognize the name.
You got to know this song.
What is it?
Musical Youth, what? Musical Youth, the song is called Pass the Dutchie. This generation rules the nation. Y'all don't know this song?
I mean, I've never heard it before. No. What are you talking about?
you know this song.
Yeah, I'm not sure I've ever heard this song before.
Okay, yeah, I know.
Oh, I recognize this part a little bit.
Y'all know this song?
I barely did.
This song was like Pass the Dutchie. Dude. Wow. I feel let down by my friends. I thought y'all would know this song for sure. Damn.
It feels good, but I don't know it very well.
Yeah, I mean, I like the vibe.
I'm not saying I never heard it, but.
Man, I have way broader musical taste than y'all.
Yeah.
Right. Well, apparently.
Yeah.
Or you just like worse music.
No, that's not. That's a very classic popular song.
Okay, so is that halfway, Aaron?
Yeah, that feels like a good point there.
Okay, so that's halfway. We're going to do two more rounds, but we're going to do them on part two. We've been telling you that you need to join Emeryland, mm-hmm. So this you can consider this a little bit of an aggressive move, but it's like, you know, if you're really dying to hear the second part of this, you know.
It's so good. It's so good.
Oh, it's right.
And if you join, you get your name read on the podcast.
Yes.
And Devin, you got?
Yeah, I got them.
You do have the names, huh?
Yeah, I got them.
Okay.
All right. You got the list they sent in, whatever it was that they sent.
Yeah, so they sent in their favorite drug dealer's name. You know, drug dealers have funny names.
Yep. All right. Okay. First one, Timothy McCone.
Cheeseburger, not cheese. Cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger. Okay.
Cheeseburger.
Braden Knott.
Redneck Ricky.
Okay. Redneck Ricky.
Yeah.
Graham Fought.
Cool Whip.
Cool Whip.
Yeah, you heard from Cool Whip or not? Yeah. You heard back from Cool Whip?
Next one. I'm going to mispronounce this. Yesenia Oviedo.
Yeah. Oh, interesting name because they chose an interesting name too, or Sniffy McSnap. Sniffy McSide Snort.
Sniffy McSide Snort.
I don't know why that got me, but it really
Sniffy
got me.
Sniffy
McSide Snort.
Sniffy McSide Snort.
That's pretty tough. I need to say it. I need to hear Lunsford say it too.
Lunsford, can you say it, please?
What is it? Stiffy?
Sniffy McSide Snort.
Sniffy. Sorry.
Sniffy McSide Snort.
Yeah.
No, I don't got it still. Sniffy McSide Snort.
Side Snort.
Yes.
Wow.
Sniffy McSide Snort. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Then all last right. one, Jeremy last Beal. One.
Tits.
Toby, did you used to have a drug dealer in high school?
I did.
You did? What was his name?
Yeah.
Can you say that?
No.
He's
for legal
probably
reasons.
Still out there, man. He's still trying to make ends meet.
Yeah, I'm not getting him in trouble. So. All right, join us at part two. You can't believe it.
I saw drugs too, and I thought that's a podcast now.
Just showed up. At my name.
I've been clean for 30 years. I swear, babe.
That was my
own
life.
Oh, yeah, well, that's not what they said on the podcast.
That's not me anymore.
Yeah, that's not me.
I'm about to make CEO. Not now.
It was 1995. I made some mistakes.
Oh, gosh. Ooh. All right. Well, that's that, I guess.
That's that.